إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستهديه ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، إنه من يهد الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. نسأله الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى عن الناس، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، نشهد أنه قد بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح للأمة وكشف الغمة وتركها على المحجة البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك، فصلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Indeed, it is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who made us Muslims, who made us a believers to be guided for His way, to seek His mercy and forgiveness. It is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who had sent us the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to show us the way, to explain to us, brought us the Quran to be guided for us. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, today's subject, inshaAllah, is of today's course, is about the word as-sadiq, friend. And the friend is so important in the life of a believer. Why is it so important? And it could be a good thing or it could be a misery for the believer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, in one of the surahs of Safat, where their judgment had taken place, and the believers or the Muslims or whoever Allah had blessed them would have come to Jannah, and the non-believers are in the hellfire. So the people in the Jannah, among themselves, a group of them, they sit together and they talk about the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them in the Jannah. And also they talk about the pains in the dunya that they have lived, the dunya that were living in. And what things that they were sorry, even in the Jannah, things that were sorry that they have not done in the daily life that we live in. And the only thing that they were sorry is any moment that had passed by in this life that did not say the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? That's why they would say, because they saw the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Jannah. And for them to be grateful, they feel that they did not do good enough in the world. So they feel sorry about that. In the same time, they talk about the dunya, and one of them says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of the Holy Quran says, قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ إِنِّي كَانَ لِي قَرِيبٌ. One of them says, one of the people in the dunya, he says, I used to have a friend in the dunya. Says, قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ إِنِّي كَانَ لِي قَرِيبٌ. يقول أئنك لمن المصدقين. Do you believe what they say? Do you believe that there is a hereafter, that the will die? أئذا متنا وكنا ترابا وعظاما أئنا لمدينون. That there is a big judgment that when we die and we become bones, we become ashes and dirt, Allah will recreate us, Allah will resurrect us. Do you believe in that? And the believer says, yes, I do. The other one, I don't believe. So that the judgment comes in, and this one will go in the heaven, and that one will go in the heaven. So Allah, in the Holy Quran, this person tells the people of the Jannah, he says, قَالَ هَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُنْفَرِينَ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the Jannah, makes him see his friend who was unbeliever in the hellfire. And he sees his friend in that meaning of the hellfire. And this person in the Jannah, he says, had it not been for the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who guided me, I would have been with him. So the importance of the friend is, a friend, if he is a believer, a good friend, he will drive you to do a good thing. In Arabic they say, as-sahib sa'ad. As-sahib sa'ad, your friend will pull you to do things that he wants to do. So if it's a good friend, he will take you to do good things. If it's a bad friend, he will take you to do bad things, which you will be sorry for, whether in this dunya or the hereafter. So that's why it is important for all of us to make sure that I have a good friend. A good friend. And the same thing with the sisters, and the same thing with our children. Who are the kids of the friends of our children? Because they will be a reflection of them. They say also something else. Tell me who's your friend. Tell me who's your friend. I'll tell you who you are. So it's very important to make sure that our friends or the people around us are good people, because they're a reflection of us. Ali ibn Talib also from the Quran says in tafsir of one of the ayahs in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الأخلاء يومئذ بعضهم لبعض عدوهم إلا المتقين. الأخلاء means it's more than a friend. By the way, the word صديق or a friend in Arabic is a very high quality. Is a friend who, whenever you say something, he believes you. He believes you. Not just, you know, just whatever you say, he believes everything. No. But if you told him I did such and such or anything, he believes you. So a high quality of a friendship. صديق, a friend. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about the friends. If it's not your friendship for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, any friendship, sooner or later. It could be a friendship for business or anything else. Or you have something that you want from this friend or this person. So become his friend. You become his close friend. Afterwards, if the business is over, if anything else, then the friendship is over. That's not a real friendship. Friendship, a real friendship, starts for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and lasts for a moment. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الْأَخِلَّابِ يَوْمَئِذٍ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٍ إِلَى الْمُتَّقِينَ. In the day of judgment, you will be enemies to one another if your friendship was not for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, المتقين, the righteous one. So we have to make sure our friendship among ourselves is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, Ali ibn Abi Talib tells us also, he says about the tafsir of this ayah. The tafsir of this ayah is when two people love one another for the sake of Allah. Brothers, sisters, they love one another for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and nothing else. Not for a business or anything else. He says, when one of them dies, Allah will show him his soul, his place in Jannah, and whatever Allah has prepared for him. And this big person would say, Ya Allah, I have a friend who is still alive in the dunya. Please, Ya Allah, guide him to the same path of As-Sirat al-Mustaqim, your path. Ya Allah, this person, whenever we want to do something good, he would take me to it. And whenever there is something bad, you say, no, this is haram, don't go there. So please, Ya Allah, guide him for your straight way until he dies. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for that person, will guide him, will be guided, and they will die. And when the second person dies, the two souls will meet. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fill them, confirming your sins. Because of what you have done in the dunya, your good friendship brought you the good thing in the dunya. And the same thing, the example, but the opposite of two people, two friends who were friends, bad friends, everything of the disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anything haram, they will take one another to do. So one of them will die, and Allah will show him his place in the hellfire. And he would say, Ya Allah, my friend who used to take me to do the sins and the bad things is still there. Ya Allah, never guide him. Make him still go astray. And they will meet after this. So this relationship is very important for us to make sure that we are surrounded by good people among ourselves. So that if one of us, for any reason, slowed down, did something bad, your friend will guide you. Your friend will say, brother, this is haram, or this is wrong. Let's do something else. Let's go to the next day. Let's do something beneficial for us. But the dunya and the akhirah. So for that, the scholars, they have given up several qualities of a good person, good friend to have. And remember this. Relationship is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So everything of it has to go for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the person should be choosy. And these points that you know Tawbah had mentioned to us, for me, I expect myself to do it well, and for myself, the other person. The first one they say that this friendship should be for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, number one. Anything else would not last long. Sooner or later, you might become enemies. Sometimes in a business. Two buddies, all of that. Something small happens, they fight among themselves. Even in one family, brothers, in one family, for inheritance, for money, for a house, for anything. They fall among one another, they take one another to the court, and they become enemies. Number one has to be for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, this friend has to have some good character, good manners. Does not curse, does not say bad things, does not do bad things. For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has good manners, good character for himself. Anything in the third thing, anything I see from my friend, any shortcoming, anything that he has done, I should cover it. Not every single thing he does, this is bad, this is wrong, he did this. No. I will cover it, I will keep quiet. I will not expose his bad things, no. Anything that's good, I'll expose. Anything that's bad, I'll keep quiet. Fourth one says, I have to be giving him advice. And this is, by the way, one of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the rights of a mu'min, believer, to the other believer. Long hadith, some of it, about five advices, some six advices. Among them, you see him, you greet him, you say, assalamu alaikum. He's sick. You go visit him, this is your friend. You'll be rewarded for that. He said, I'll go visit my friend. If he's hungry, if he needs, I should help him. If he dies, I should go to his general. If he needs an advice, I will advise him for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this advice is also not just anyone can give an advice. Relax. Slowly. Sometimes some people, when they give an advice, they're harsh. They give an advice in public. They say that when you give an advice, should not, to a person, should not make it in public. If you make it in public, you expose all the bad things about this person. Should not be like that. Take your time. Be patient when you give that advice. Further, might not happen now, or in 2 months, or 6 months. Eventually, inshallah, it will happen. So this is what I want to mean, is when I see something, I will advise for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will be patient, I will be soft, I will be kind, I will say it's my turn. I will observe anything that will happen to him, anything that's good that will happen to him, I'm very grateful, I'm very happy. I will feel as if it has happened to me. Anything good that has happened to him. He became very successful, he made some money in his business, I'm very happy for him. As if it was, if he's in need of anything, money, right, help, anything, I should be always there for him. I should help him in need. And they say that the real friend is a friend in need. When somebody is needing your help, you should be there for them. Why? Because most other friends, they will disappear, they will not be there for you. I should always try to be. Make it a hack for him, whether he's around or not, especially in my salah, where nobody is, he's me. I'll make dua for him. Now ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive him. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make him more successful. I should always also, if there is any difference between me and him, we have an argument, we have anything, I should be fair, I should not favor myself over him. I should know that taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching everything that I do. I should always find an excuse for whatever he has done or I have done. I should always find an excuse that he died for this. I should forgive. I should always forgive. Beautiful story they say. They say that two brothers, they decided to take a walk or go for a hike. And while they were walking, they became tired, they decided to sit down. Sat down, and when they sat down, they start talking back and forth, they argue. When they argue, one of them slapped the other. When he slapped them, the other person, they didn't go back in the fight, they're not, no. He sat down, and he wrote something on the sand. The other brother said, I am sorry, I thrashed them, I was nervous, and always left the field, always kept on going. They found a leg, they decided to jump and swim. Both jumped, the brother who got slapped, he didn't know how to swim very good. So he started drowning. The other brother, the best friend. The other brother immediately jumped and saved him and took him on the side. So this person sat down also. He was sitting on a rock, like in his cell. And he took a knife that he had eaten, a pocket knife, took it and he wrote something on the rock. He carved it on the rock. So his friend told him, a few minutes ago, when I sat, you wrote something, and now when I said to you, why, you wrote something else. What did you do? He said, when we were sitting there, he stabbed me, and he wrote down on the sand, today, my best friend stabbed me for the first time. And I wrote it on sand, because there is wind, there is rain, would erase it. It would erase it. And as if nothing was there, and I had forgiven you for what you have done. Now, when you saved my life, it is something great that you have done to me. Any great favor could be among one another. It could be a brother that is needy of a ride. But for him, he's needing that ride now. He doesn't need it tomorrow or yesterday, but he needs it now. So for him, it is important. He needs it alone now. So when you saved my life, I wrote it down, I carved it on the rock. Because no matter what wind or rain, it will stay in the rock. And any favor, anything that somebody does to the other that's good, should be carved and preserved. Any small thing, anything else, inshallah, that will go away. We should not just stay on the bad things. We should remember the good things. The bad things will come and go. If I expect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ultimate general, will forgive me for the sins, and I want to be forgiven, then I should be always calm and mild and flexible to forgive the others. Anything that he has done, mistakes, sins, I should try to let it go. If I love this friend, I should tell him. The Prophet ﷺ tells us that you love your friend, tell him that I love you for the sake of Allah. Between me and him. Sometimes people are shy and all this. I write him a card and send him an email. I love you, brother, for the sake of Allah. Always also something else very important, which is always try to remember that this is my friend. His material status could be better than me, than you, or could be the same. I should always try to humble myself. Should not be arrogant. None of us, even Muslims, part of your prayer is what you do sujood. Whether you are in a masjid, you are in Mecca, or you are in a park, or you are in a desert, or you are in snow, you have to make sujood. You have to put bow. You have to put your head on the ground. So no takabbur, no arrogance. And this is my best friend. I cannot be arrogant. It should always humble myself. Anything that he has done, no matter how small it is, to me it's a lot. She didn't say, well, it's nothing, if you've done this, who cares? No. To me, it's a lot, you're my best friend. Even the smallest little thing, you're my best friend. It means a lot for me. Anything that's good has happened to him. Graduated from school, his son got married. She always be there for me to graduate. Congratulations, brother, you have done this, inshallah, you do that. And always be there, comforting him, no matter how small it is. Should always be there. Always should advise him to progress, to seek knowledge, to seek something good for him and for his well-being. He's the one who told them, advises that the scholars have advised us for us to look at in choosing a friend, because a friend in our lives is very important. Last but not least, inshallah, I'll conclude with this beautiful story, true story in a Muslim country that has happened, is they came about two brothers. One of them died. When they died, they took the body and they took it to wash the body. In the washing, when they brought the body, they say, the person that's washing, everybody, the few close to the family came in. One among the people that was there was crying more than anybody else. So the brother was scholar there, said, brother, this is part of our life, we all would die. So, inshallah, you have to be patient. He cried. He knows it's too much. He says, you know, your brother, don't worry. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala later will make you join your brother. in Arabic, by the way, the word brother means brother from the same mother and father. Among us, we're all inshallah brother in Islam. So the brother says, oh, but he's not my brother, he's my friend. He says, all of this you're doing, this is your friend. He says, yeah, he's not just any friend. We went to school, elementary school, together. We went intermediate or high school together. We graduated together. We went to the same university together. Everything we have done, together. When we graduated from a college, we worked in the same company. Everything we have done, together. One of them is absent, and he will check to us. Even when at work, they used to carpool together. They decided to get married. They married two sisters. They live next to one another. They work together. Everything they do together. One is not around, something is wrong. You have to find what is that. This one has a son and a daughter, and the other one has a son and a daughter. One of them got sick, and he died. So that's why he was so sad for his brother. Everything that they have done, like brothers. So he walked to the body, washed it, and buried it. He said, I understand how much you miss your brother so much. But may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring you together in the day of judgment. They buried the person, he sat next to him a few minutes, and left. The next day, 24 hours, back by the same person who was washing my body. A group came in and he noticed. This person noticed. This group looks familiar. What's going on? Uncovered the body and it was that brother. That was found with the brother. La hawla wa la ilaha. Allah has won the ability. Wash the body. Now look at the surprise. Usually in a Muslim country, when they bury a body in the cemetery, for the Muslims, whenever a Muslim dies, you try to bury them as soon as possible. So if he dies in the morning, you try after the whole time, if you bore or you try to even bury him before Maghrib, Asr, the sooner the better. So in the cemetery, there's always a few graves that are open all the time and they're filling up. So for 24 hours, nothing there, when they took the body, they tried to bury it. The person said, I was extremely surprised and shocked to find that the grave that's next to the one that we buried yesterday is empty. And we ended up burying him next to his brother. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He blesses you with a good friend, keep your friend. Make sure that our friendship is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there's a beautiful hadith of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, long hadith. Among this hadith, the people who love one another for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will put them under His shade in the day of judgment. That the Prophet said, everybody will say, who are those people? Those are the people who love one another for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Give brothers and sisters in Islam today is Jum'ah. Jum'ah is the day for the Muslims. So make dua for yourself, for the Muslims, the brothers. الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا احد ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى ال محمد كما صليت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى ال محمد كما باركت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم في العالمين انك حميد مجيد. For the brothers and sisters who came in there, today we're talking about the friend and the importance of having a good friend and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that and tells us how this good friend could lead you to Jannah or could lead you to misery. So we have to be very choosy about our friends, brothers and sisters, and our kids also. Our kids who go to public schools or any school they live in. Who are those brothers' friends? These friends are the majority of the time will take the shape of our kids or ourselves of what our friends are. And the true friend is the friend that advises you, and your friendship is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not for business, not for anything else. Because anything else, as soon as there is any argument, as soon as the business is done, the friendship is done, and that's not the friendship. The friendship is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it would last for such a long time. And as far as they told us, there are several qualities of similar things that we should be looking in a friend. Among them that the people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have manners, they have quality of a character that they love us for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing else, not for money, not for business, not for any favors to do for them. Among them that I should cover the shortcomings of my friend. Among so many of them that I should love him, I should advise him for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he's sick, I should visit him. When he's in need of any favor, I should always be for him. Last but not least, they say something beautiful. They say about the friend. I'll translate it inshallah. They say, As-sadiqu man sadaqa, la man sadaqa. That means that a true friend, your true friend, is the person who, whenever you talk, is truthful to you. Not just you talking, you're right, you're absolutely right. Whether you say right or wrong, no, that's not the truth. The true friend is whenever you say anything, if there is something right, you say absolutely right. If there is something wrong, say no, but this is wrong. That's the true friend. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who love one another for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make our friendship would lead us to paradise. Allahumma azza wa jalla muslimin wa alina shirka wa mushrikeen. Allahumma ati nfusana taqwaha wa zakkiha anta khayra man zakkaha innaka anta waliyuha mawlaha. اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله اكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.